Well, Happy New Year. Thank you for joining us, George. Let's just jump in. Why don't you give us an update on your ministry and what's been happening in Greece?
Yeah. First of all, let me again express our gratitude for your prayers, love, and support on behalf of the elders of my church and also of the people. So we are very grateful, and we don't take that for granted, and we consider what you do as a gift from God, an answer to our prayers. So we see God providing for us, and you know, we recognize God leading us even in this kind of relationship. So we are very, very grateful, and we are praying for your church, for you, and if there is like a specific request, because we believe in an interactive relationship, we would like to learn how we can best pray for you. Now, like the, for the, your question, Julie, on what is going on here, I think that we are still trying to evaluate the effect of coronavirus, and still, you know, trying to approach people in our neighborhoods, like that they still, they are not came back after COVID finished. So with the elders of our, of my church, we're trying to seek ways and try new things that we didn't try in the past, so that we can reach people. One of the, of those things that the previous years was not easy because of the coronavirus, but now we can do that. It's like actually going door by door. Like, so we have like around 40 houses. Actually, it's 46 houses around our church. And with the elders, we decided that we will do what we did before coronavirus, so that we can renew our relationships. So, and as we did this, like this previous, like that was happening the New Year's Eve, we decided instead of do a celebration to go door by door, pray for the family. So that has a very positive impact. And also that was a great way to witness, give witness for the, for Christ, the gospel. So, we prefer to develop, I say, relationships like a more personal, in a more personal connotation, so that we can establish again the relationship with the people. And on the same aspect, like that has to do with edification, like how we can reach the community of faith, but also we see that there is a need also for the people that they don't go to a church, which is the biggest percentage, as you know, in our country are non-Christians. So we are trying to create events that they serve, these events serve real needs. So, for example, in our area, like there are a lot of families with children, and one of the needs in our area is like to have library for children. So we decided to have a library project in our church, and now we did an event during Christmas, and we invited many families from our area, and of course, like they responded from 8 to 10 families, and now we're trying to do the follow-up of this and hear better their needs, and then again plan new events that they are responding to what we heard. So that has to do with how we're trying to serve our area. We're trying to serve our area through the family ministry, as you heard, the library project. Also, we are trying to establish the relationship with the business owners in our area. We do a lot of events on accounting or on a social, let's say, like the online marketing. And we have a network of business people in our area We're also have an invitation for them to pray for their businesses. So far that creates like 10 businesses as a crowd, people, the owners, that they are very interested to receive the elders again for prayer and even meet in our church for seminars on how Christian faith can correlate with business ethics. And then also they are interested for the more practical help, because Greek businesses, they lack of, expertise on specific things like accounting or even social media and advertisement. So we're trying to hear their needs and respond again with events. And in this area also, we are aiming the personal relationship. So in our church, we have this different aspects of ministry. We have the family, we have the business. As you know, we have the refugee as well, ministry, which right now we host 10 families. So we have a big center that is very close to our church. So right now we create also there some events on the Greek and English language or IT training or social entrepreneurship, because the children of the refugees. So recently with all families, you know, we did a break from the, how do you say, during Christmas, from all these events, and we invited them all in New Year's Day in our church, and we had a big lunch with all the refugee family, and that also was a very good testimony to the rest of the Greek community, because the Greeks, even the more like the atheists, even they don't like the church, they expect from a church to open the doors, especially like in New Year's Day, to receive the poor, like to receive the people that they are in need. So when we did that, that was very good also witness for the Greeks, that there is a church that provides mercy and that there is not a church with closed doors on New Year's Day.
Refugees from?
So we have like from Iran, Syria, and we have some from Afghanistan.
Is that mainly the Muslim community?
Yes. So the most of them come from a Muslim and Sufi background. And then we have seen a lot of conversions as we serve them. And, you know, when we receive all these families, we sign a contract, they sign the same contract, and there is like very clear that we avoid proselytism, like aggressive evangelism. So the way we do it is through service ministry. So again, it's about learning their needs, responding to the needs, and then as we do that, our experience so far is they make questions. And of course, like in the contract is very clear, like that we will not say anything about Christ, but if they ask, of course, we will provide answers. So this is how it happens. And so far we have seven baptisms, in our church. And you can follow all this to see that on our social media. Our social media is like, if you want to see our life, church life, the best way is to follow the social media, Instagram, Facebook. We are very blessed, and we have also received from the families request for discipleship, even like a request for learning the historical Christianity, because all these people, they love history. They come from countries that they have history, you know, like, so I think this is a perfect tool for us to invest more in the historicity, because that gives credibility for them. So I said to you so far about family, business, refugee, 3 years, and then there is one more that has to do with the church planting. So we plant our own daughter church, in the university, close to the University of Athens. And that is going really well. We're very blessed to have a planter that was first participating in our internship program in Glyphada Church. So right now he's the candidate for church planter, or not the candidate, he is the church planter, but he needs to be ordained, he needs to create members, elders, and then he needs to be ordinated. So by the grace of God, next year we are having a plan to recognize some, let's say, candidates for the elders position from the people that they are in the congregation right now. So we will have the first members, and from that, the first deacons and the first elders. And then we are planning to ordinate also Emmanuel, because the final purpose is that this new church will be autonomous, but also part of the Greek Evangelical Church Presbyterian denomination. So this is like the four big areas of ministries, and we are very happy with what God is doing. Of course, we are very challenged, as you know. Next year is the my 10th, with my wife, me and Fedra, we have 10 years of ministry in Glyphada Church, and we are praying for financial sustainability for this church, because so far we have not, don't have any church building, any church facility, so we need to provide the rent for the facility that we have. So we are praying for a facility that will be our own, to develop more our ministries, but also that will be the way for the church also to be able to provide for the pastoral salary. So please pray for us as we do all this. We're very encouraged, as I said, also very, very much challenged, but God is good and we see his blessings, so that always keeps us being encouraged.
Wow. That's beautiful. I love what you did on New Year's Eve, how you went out to the community. That's great.
Thank you.
So what is the church attendance numbers right now? How many do you have coming to church on Sunday?
So as I said, like the houses around the church, like there are 46, that can go up to 50. So let's say the families, and the people before the coronavirus were up to 110, 120. So now, today, we have around 60, 70. So as I said, we're trying again to reach, go door by door. Yeah, and so that we can see where they are. And of course, I need to tell you, I don't know, I don't hear your name. I don't know.
Alan. This is Alan.
Alan, I need to tell you that we have new people that they have joined through the corona. So we see all the paradox here. the people, they don't, not all people came back, but now we have new people that they joined. So, and this is a paradox when the old believers come back to the church and they see new persons, because the evangelism for us is a non-stop process. Like, we are trying actually to create an evangelistic dynamic around the church. When I say around the church, I mean the 10 blocks around the church. So around the church, so that we can develop evangelism on a day-to-day basis and create like an evangelistic core group.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So
yeah.
Do you have a church now, a church building? Or are you praying for?
So we are renting a building, which is actually right now recognized by the Greek government. So, which is very, very serious. Glyphada Church is the only church from the new church plants that we have an official recognized building. I also am an official let's say, like, they don't say pastor in Greek, it's like a different word, but their concept is the same. Like, it's like similar to priests. So it's I'm an official recognized pastor for the Greek Evangelical Church of Glyphada. So we've made progress. So the building is suitable, but we pay a lot of money to have this building. So after a point, it's not healthy to continue invest in a building that's not ours. So we are praying for solutions. Right now, the elders, they are praying also for if now is the time to start a new project, like a business project, like co-working offices, or even like religious tourism, or guest houses, and from this project to earn some money so that we can start buying a lot and build a facility. So we are praying for all this.
George, when Alan and I and others were there almost 4 years ago now, you took us to where you were meeting then. Are you still in that same building?
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's the same.
Yeah, and you took us to Bula House, I guess it is, or
Bula House.
Yeah, and we worked there a little bit. You still have that, or you have other facilities for refugees too?
Yes, we have now one more in the center of Athens. The idea is that we take every 1.5 years. So we have a contract with every refugee family 2 years, with every refugee family that for 2 years we are going to help. So the 2 years contract has three phases. The first phase is 1 year that we provide 100% support. In their rent, in their education, we invest, we do programs, we do everything for them. But then the first semester of the second year, we say that we will support 50%. And then the last semester of the second year, we take the families to the center of Athens to say, you know, like, this is the door, like the exit plan now. Like, you need to, how do you say, to learn to earn money on your own. So, like, they know that from the beginning. So it's not easy. But I think that so far we have 6 success stories to share, like, people that they were benefited from all this process, and they have jobs, and they raise their children, they have an apartment, they're in a place to pay now their own. But also, we have another 55 cases where people actually either left the country to other European countries, or they went back to the Middle East. So from the guest house has a history of, I think now it's like 6 years, from 2017. So the refugee crisis started in 2015, but we were able to have a guest house in 2017. So from 2017 until today, we have helped, there will be 61 refugee families. 61.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And they're able to stay there and work, you know, indefinitely? Does the Greek government allow that?
No, they don't allow if they don't have, like, papers, and if they don't have, like, tax numbers, if they don't know, like, the Greek language, it would be difficult. So, the first year of our program, we're trying to help with the papers, language, to do everything that we need to do. For some, that works. For some others, that they don't want, like, to actually, or they have other plans, or it's not easy for them. So that will not be so successful. But if you read the articles, if you see worldwide what's happening, integration in every country is a very difficult process.
Yeah, we know that from here. But are you still seeing as many refugees coming as you did 3-4 years ago, or is it slowed down some now?
It has slowed down on what the the news say, but we have seen both in the Turkish Greek borders, and then some now still through Aegean, but more through Turkey's borders. Now they do the same thing, but it's not in the so much big percentage. But we have refugees, and then we have a lot of refugees in Athens. So the first crowd, the first group, that they were in Athens, and now they don't have the resources. The big NGOs have abandoned our country, and they were trying to help the first years, and now there is not like any kind of assistance, even from the government. With the government, they provide a house for 2 to 3 months, and then the families live in the streets. So we have a huge problem, which we're trying on our side. Like, of course, we can accept 10 families, which is a very low percent. But if we had another facility, that again would be full. So we have the same problems.
And you are you planning on coming in February?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Seeing you then, in person.
Yeah, and thank you so much for your invitation.
Absolutely.
And I would be in the States, so for me it would be a pleasure to visit you.
That's great. Yeah.
Excited. Tell us about Fedra and the children. I can only remember Nicholas, but I know there are several more now.
Yes. So I don't know which is the best way to show you a picture. So my wife Fedra, and then I have 3 children. My daughter Olivia, she's 9, and then Nicholas, he's 7, and then Zoe, 5 years old. I think, okay, let me show you. So today I was working in the church, and because my children don't have a school, they are with me. So today they were, you see?
So yeah.
Olivia is the one with the red, and yep. Nicholas on the other side, and Zoe is in the middle. Yeah.
They very keep good. You busy, don't they?
Yeah. This week, so that you know, like, another thing that we do in the church is that we're trying to invest in collaboration with other local churches in the area of South and Suburbs, so that we can have a prayer meeting together. So we invest much in collaborating with other churches. And of course, our desire is like evangelism in our area. So have that in your prayers as well. This Saturday will be the prayer meeting.
You were doing some outreach in a neighborhood that had bad fires several years ago.
Yes.
Still working there some?
Yes, yes. So I didn't mention that because, yeah, right now, like, we try to help there with restoring some houses. So I didn't have, like, any, let's say, final update. So right now we have connection with 12 families there. And we're trying to provide some financial aid to restore their houses. So this is what we do. And then also we're trying to go in their houses to pray with them. Not all of them, how to say, like, they have received Christ. There's a lot that they are interested about Christ, but there are relationships that we need to cultivate. And I think what is missing in the picture is people that they will go live in this area. Because we have gone again and again and again and serving them. And even now, as I said, like, there are a lot of houses that we will send groups to restore. But it seems that we need a local person, a believer that will develop the relationships.
Any other questions?
You were also as I recall, and I don't remember the details very well, but sort of developing some relationships or doing study, at least back with the Greek Orthodox.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about that. How is that going?
So I finished. So I did the first master in the Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, and then the second master was in the Eastern Orthodox Religion. So I had the opportunity there to work with a lot of professors from Eastern Orthodox Church, and that goes very well. I have very good relationships. Now I'm praying for a PhD, which I don't have any final like decisions to say to you, but I would love to go further on a PhD, but let me share with you like a latest update on our relationship with the Eastern Orthodox. So this is a book, Luther's book, Martin Luther's book on the freedom of Christian. I don't know, probably you know the from English, so you have it already, but this was translated into Greek the last month. So that was published now from an Orthodox publishing house. We have so good relationship with the professors of the academic world that some of them now, they say, we don't have resources from the Reformation. So they are in touch with the churches, the evangelical churches, and they want a kind of assistance from on our side to buy these books. And they are going to publish 5 books of Martin Luther. So I know that for you that, you know, you have it, but for us, it's so exciting because this is some tools now that we can give to people that they ask, okay, what is Presbyterian? What do you mean like that? You came from Martin Luther, what that means, what he was his theology. So, and we work on this, process with Eastern Orthodox professors that I met in the university. Pastor Yotis met in the university. Other Greek pastors met in the university. So we do something that I think that will affect also our church and Greece at the end of the day.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's great.
Something that I didn't tell you about our church, like because we invest in church planting, we have a program, pastoral literacy program. So every year we have 6 candidates. So far, 2 of them became church planters, and one of them became professor in the Bible college. So we have seen the Lord, you know, like working in this ministry. And this is a way to support the church planting vision for Athens, to create a pastoral internship program in the local churches that they will give tastes of what is church planting, so that will inspire people to do the same thing. Because as we said here, like we are the 0.3 of the evangelical population, and our vision prayer is to become 0.5 and 0.6 and 0.7. So that takes a lot of energy to happen and needs planning.
You inspire us by your example.
Yeah, many people will say that, but believe me, like you can ask my wife. You know, like God is having planned that we need to have our eyes open and to see where he is and follow. Like that is like a response. Is nothing. We're not claiming anything else.
Yeah, the Lord is working through your efforts.
Thank you for your support and prayers. And I will be very glad to meet you in person and share more information for what God is doing in Athens. And it would be very nice to see you also in Athens.
Well, we can move to a time of prayer if that's all right.
Yes.
Is there anything in addition to what we've talked about that you would like us to pray for this morning?
Yeah, if you can help, pray for my family and my children, like as a way of being present in also in these relationships and being a good father and good husband, I would appreciate that.
All right. Bella, do you mind opening this? And Tom, anybody who'd like to pray?
Heavenly Father, we again just thank you for this morning and being able to talk with one of our missionaries and hearing what George is doing and so encouraging, Lord, what he's doing, the impact he's making, the years he's been there. And really the vision he has is what we all as believers in his churches should have to plant healthy churches and then reach out and plant more churches and the work he does with the families, the training of people, just the total outreach of the church, Lord, is so encouraging. And I pray that you would continue to meet his needs there, the whatever support he needs, the people coming in, the training of pastors or church workers. It's so encouraging. And as he is a light in an area where there's a lot of darkness, Lord, we pray that you would use him. And as I see what he's doing, I see that is the same thing we need to be doing here. So that is so encouraging. So I just pray you'll be with him and particularly be with his family. Lord, as he has all this responsibility with the church, he also has a responsibility with his family, his wife, and his children, so that you would give him the proper time there to take care of them. So we're just thankful that he's coming to be with us in February and look forward to hearing from him again and just letting our people hear more about what's going on. And I even lift up our trip that's coming up, I think, this summer. So the relationship with the Greek church and the encouragement here is such a blessing to us. And we just praise you and thank you for that. In Christ's name I pray.
Well, I just pray for George. I just thank you for his commitment to his church and to the outreach there in the community of Glafada. I'll just pray for as they go back out after COVID and try to reach back out to those who used to attend but are not attending, that that would be successful and they would bring those believers back to the church, and the new believers and new people seeking answers to life's problems. Father, we just pray that they would have such an outreach there. We pray for their church plant near the University of Athens, that it would continue to grow and grow strong, and that it would have good leadership, and that people in that area would see a difference in that group of believers. We want to know what the difference is, Father. While we do pray for their outreach to the mission, to the refugees in that area, they would continue to have positive outreach to the Muslims there. They would, again, open their hearts to see the light. But we thank you so much for their vision. Pray for his family. Pray for him and his relationship. And that, as he said, he would know how to be a good father, a good husband, and a good leader there in his family. That's just a Christ name.
So, Lord, thank you for allowing us this time with George and hearing about the example he is, not only to the community there, but to us, Lord. We just thank you for him and pray that you will continue to bless his ministry, protect him and his family, Lord. And we just ask that you will open doors, provide the financial resources that they need to continue to grow their roots deep in Athens, Lord. We just pray that you will be with them as he plans to travel here and bless our time that we will have with him in February.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time to talk with George and to just hear his update of the work. He's been hard at work, and yet we know that your spirit has been at work in him, through him, through the people of his church. And we give you praise, Father, for the way in which you are advancing your kingdom in Glyphada and through this other church plant now near the university, and the man that is in preparation to lead that church. Just the other ministries, the refugee ministry, the blueprint ministry to businesses and the outreach that that represents into the neighborhood around them, to the other neighborhood more distant that experienced these fires. Perhaps in your timing, you would provide a church plant that would be established there as well. And Lord, we just thank you for the privilege it is to know George, to hear this report. I pray that you would sustain him. Give him a feather of wisdom as they raise their children to know you and to love you, to serve you. And for George and the elders of his church, give them wisdom in the matters before them as they continue to serve you there in that neighborhood. And Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. And grateful for this time and as with this brother in Christ. And we look forward to seeing him soon and even bless his travels as he comes to join us in a month or two. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.